back. It's Mike the Ref with the Blown Call Show, January 7th, 2015, coming from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, home of the world's biggest shopping mall, the NHL's worst hockey team, and everybody's favorite controversial wrestler, Chris Benoit. On tonight's episode, we are looking at what's been going on, what's going to be coming up for the future of the podcast, and little tidbits and previews coming up. So sit back, relax, be another 10 minutes here, and we'll get through this little painful scenario together with both of us here. So people have been texting, calling, emailing, smoke signaling. Mike, where have you been? What have you been doing? Where's the show? Everybody's missing the show now. Well, folks, I'm sorry, but life happens. Since the last show, I've actually moved 2 times. My 20-year career as a referee, I've decided to retire from it for reasons that I don't want to get into on today's show. Maybe in the future I will throw those together here. But other than that, I really felt that 2015 is the year that I need to get the podcast started up again. A lot of people have been asking for it, and I've had enough opinions on enough topics that I think it'd be worthwhile to set this up. One of the things that has really helped me with getting started, I started watching a lot more YouTube independent wrestling community videos, IWC videos, YWC videos, and really got excited over them. One in particular I'd like you guys to check out is OK Fabe Forever. He also has a podcast on Podbean here, okfabe.podbean.com. A lot of creative insights and a lot of creative humor involved in everything he does. And honestly, folks, if you can find his YouTube page, his introduction to his SummerSlam review show, best episode ever, to paraphrase comic book guy. So, enough about what has happened. Just want to let you know on this new site, theblogcall.podbean.com, we're going to be restarting up not only a podcast, but a better podcast than what I was doing before. But things will be staying the same on it. Lots of sports comment, lots of wrestling. We will have our Blown Call of the Week. Everything with a Canadian viewpoint. But to top it off, one thing everybody was looking forward to is the top 10 segment, which I will continue with moving forward here. So with that being said, everybody's asked me, well, what's going to be new about this? Well, I've had a lot of requests for people to join my podcast and just wanted to talk about random topics involving sports, wrestling, whatnot. I'm going to try to incorporate the corporate group discussions a little bit more into the podcast this year going forward. Details will be coming out in the future once I get the other shows lined up and whatnot and get the proper host together. As well, one thing I'd like to incorporate this year is video. I know, everybody, hide your women. As soon as they see me, they're going to run from you. I know, it's just something you're going to have to live with. But I hope to at least once every month, if not once every 2 months, to actually have a video podcast go up based on different topics and maybe have some visual describers to help out. The only other thing that is new is the new website. Theblowncall.podbean.com is where I'll be hosting my site from for right now. Might actually be looking to get my own personal site off any of these podcast hosts, but for right now, I want to stick with a tried-and-true system. Blog Talk Radio is great. If you guys want to check my archived episodes, www.blogtalkradio.com/theblowncall. You can come up with a whole bunch of archived episodes. You can listen to what I used to be like. So if you're listening to me for the first time and you're not sure what you want to looking forward to here, please feel free to go there and take a look at some of my former episodes. Formats will be somewhat similar, probably a little bit cut off from that in terms of handling more than one topic at one time. The advantage of doing it this way, I can cover multiple topics over multiple shows, so I can actually produce more podcasts rather than having one big one at a given time. The show will not be live. Unfortunately, that's one of the downfalls of this, which some people might say is a, upgrade so they don't have to hear me duh 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 way too much. But other than that, I am looking forward to the new show and everything that's going to come up with it. My first show, which I hope to get done sometime either late this week or early next week, is the topic that I ended the blogtalkradio.com episodes with, is a show about momentum. Very specifically, talking about a play during the NFC playoff game between Detroit and Dallas. Everybody's talking about why the flag, there was a big flag for pass interference, why it was given out and then pulled back, and how it affected the game. Myself personally, I'm going to look into it more about how the play was run interprets how the game is being affected and how momentum gets broken rather easily on that kind of play. You'll have to stick around for the next podcast to check that out. As well, my top 10 for next show will be the top WTF moments in sports. It's going to be a crazy one, going to be a nut one. Check me out on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTheRef. You can check me out on Facebook, WordPress, and also email theblowcallshow@gmail.com. But folks, I really wanted to cut this one short just to give you some details and some highlights about what's going to happen here. So, with that being said, please take it easy on your referees that are coming around, and I will see you on our next podcast, which will be coming up shortly. Thanks.